Students across the state will get out of school early Monday for the total solar eclipse, if they even have school at all. Vermont Public's Andrea Lorien visited a school in Addison County to see how elementary students are learning about this once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon.
In the library at Salisbury Community School, older elementary-age students lead the younger ones through eclipse activities. That includes fourth-grade student Harper, who explains an experiment to her first-grade peer, Olivia.
So I'm going to hold the sun, and then Olivia's going to close one eye. Not yet. And then she's going to put it in front of the sun, and it's going to be eclipsed.
Another fourth grader, Rowan, shows his first grade buddy the states that will also experience a total solar eclipse.
All the states that are in totality will be the states that will have a full solar eclipse. So there's Texas, there's Pennsylvania, there's Ohio, there's New York, and that's most of the station. That's most of them.
Meanwhile, a math module asks the students to calculate what age they'll be for the next solar eclipse year.
The next solar eclipse is in 2079.
I'm going to be 63.
I'm going to be 65.
I'm going to be 64. Wow, so you're going to be grandmas and grandpas by then.
Science teacher Amy Clapp says Salisbury is just outside the line of totality, and she's encouraging families to visit nearby Middlebury to view the eclipse. Clapp says it's important for kids to have an opportunity to understand the eclipse at their level, whether that means thinking about the relative sizes of the moon and the sun, or pondering the vastness of space.
Probably the most important thing for me is that kids walk away from this realizing they've experienced something incredible. And they get that sense of wonder and awe that makes learning probably the most exciting thing you can do.
A sense of wonder and awe that in 2079, these students might pass along to their own grandkids. For Vermont Public, I'm Andrea Lorien.